Blackstone Audio presents The Crusader's Bride, The Champions of St. Euphemia, Book 1, by Claire Delacroix. This book is read by Tim Gerard Reynolds.
Friday, May 15th, 1187. Feast day of St. Dimpna and St. Britwin of Beverley. Prologue. Jerusalem. Gaston de Chemin-sur-Main read the missive from his brother's wife again, unable to believe that he'd understood the words correctly the first time. That Bayard should have died so suddenly, at such a young age, was incomprehensible to Gaston. That his older brother was not laughing as he rode to hunt was beyond belief. But Marie's meaning could not be doubted. It was there, before his own eyes. Bayard was dead, and he, Gaston, was now Baron de Chemin-sur-Main. He touched the red wax seal, embedded with the mark of his family's house, impressed with the signet ring that he had only to ride home to claim. Chemin-sur-Main was his. Gaston would have preferred that Bayard yet lived. His older brother had taken the responsibility of Chemin-sur-Main with ease and grace, with a charm that Gaston did not share. Gaston was a fighting man, a man accustomed to a simple life. Indeed, as a knight sworn to the Order of the Temple, he should not have held this missive himself. Any correspondence addressed to him, or any other brother, was delivered to the Grand Master, who chose whether or not to have the missive.